Good evening, Audio Boo. This is just a quick message, hopefully, to wish you all a happy Easter, or rather a happy belated Easter, and hope you're all having a nice weekend. Mine hasn't been that great, to be honest. I've had better weekends. I've certainly had worse. Firstly, my kids were meant to be going over to their dad's yesterday for, well, they were supposed to go Friday, and then they put it off till yesterday, and then they were getting ready to go, and they had the most terrific argument. They fell out. The older one wound the younger one up. Crash, bang, wallop, that's it, I'm not going, he said. Slammed his door. The other one slammed his door, so they didn't end up going. Wasn't anything I could put on Audio Boo, as believe me when I tell you, the air was blue. And as far as I'm aware, there was no bleep button on Audio Boo. So there you go, Audio Boo. Maybe that's something you could put in place. The younger one went off to his auntie's last night instead, and the older one's still here. So there was me thinking I would have a nice, peaceful weekend. Not that it's much different when they're here and when they're not here, except when they argue like that. And it all went pear-shaped. And then about a week and a half ago, I've done something to my back. It's not my spine, it's below my left shoulder blade and it goes round the side. It's really quite painful. I'm not quite sure how I did it. There's several possibilities. I probably stretched to reach something in the cupboard, or sometimes when we have the top window open in the bedroom, which is most of the time, when my husband opens it, he pushes it right out because it's one of those ones that opens upwards, if you know what I mean. So I remember a couple of times stretching up to try and reach the handle, which is sticking right out, if you know what I mean. And when I couldn't reach it, I had to climb up onto the saddle of my exercise bike to reach it, which is fine. It's just I think if I hurt it, it was probably in the initial stretching. So because I've got actually end-stage kidney disease and I'm on dialysis four times a day, which I do at home, I can't take anti-inflammatory medication. So I've been stuck with paracetamol, which for something like that is totally useless. So I did go to the, after about a week, I went to my GP, and apart from anything else, to rule out anything kidney related. So they said, no, it's not that. She examined me. She asked me lots of questions. She pressed all my abdomen and everywhere, my back. Then she came to the conclusion that she told me my bra's too small, because it was an underwire one that I was wearing, and she said it should support me underneath, and the wire bit wasn't underneath. Well, I knew it is too small anyway. I'm not a very big person. I'm 5'3", but I'm small. I've got a small frame, and I don't mean to be crude here, but just in the topic, because it's related to what I'm talking about, my bust is absolutely huge. It's something like a double E, or it might even be an F, I'm not sure. Anyway, when she said that, I said, not that again, because I know some people do get problems with their back as a result of their, if they're big at the front. People have said to me over the years, oh, don't you ever get backache? And I said, no, I've never had a problem with my back. I haven't. Anyway, I don't think that's the cause, but it probably doesn't help in recovery terms. But she actually made a joke of it, which I wasn't sure if it was totally appropriate or not. I said, oh, not that again. She said, my husband was sitting there in the room with me. She said, oh, I don't suppose your husband's complaining about the size of them. And I thought, yeah, okay, make a joke about it. Why not? Anyway, I woke up this morning. I'd laid in one position all night and it was so painful. I nearly went up A&E today, and then I thought, well, I'll call the out-of-hours doctors. So I called them and I found out that I can actually take some other stuff, codeine or cocodamol, but I don't really want to take that because that can lead to other problems which I don't really want to discuss on here, which absolutely messes up my dialysis. So I'm left with the option of going to the chemist tomorrow and buying some. I can take ibuprofen gel. I can rub that on the area, so I'm going to try some of that first, and the codeine or whatever will be an absolute last resort, believe you me. They did say it could take up to 6 weeks to go, so I think I'm rather stuck with it, and it's really rather unpleasant, although I can get comfortable into a position where it isn't so painful. But you know, when I'm walking around and doing stuff, even something like turning the taps on or whatever. I have to try and remember to do it with the other hand because I haven't even thought of putting my arm in a sling because you just can't always remember not to use it. And then you think, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Apart from that, it's been raining all day, and I suppose it hasn't rained for ages, and we had quite a lot of rain, and we did need it, and the garden smelt lovely afterwards, and the blackbirds were really singing. It was lovely. I bought the kids' eggs. I got them an egg each. Co-op's own. They were £7.50 each, and they're hand-decorated raspberry and pecan eggs, and they've got raspberries, pecans, and white chocolate buttons on the outside, and my husband and I got one to share, but we haven't opened it yet because we had not exactly a ding dong, but we had a bit of a disagreement about me going to the hospital because I said I was going to go and then I changed my mind, and I think he doesn't really understand why I always change my mind about things, but as I said, I've got a right to change my mind. So anyway, he's gone out for a walk to see one of his friends now, so here I am. Apart from that, there's not much to report, really. It's our wedding anniversary tomorrow, and we're going out for a meal in the evening, so hopefully that'll be nice. If I get some of that gel stuff for my back, I'm not too optimistic that it's going to work that well, but it might do, so I've got to give it a chance before I go on to the dreaded cocodamol. I really hate taking medication unless I have to. Although if plans go according to how they should over the next few years and I have a kidney transplant, I will have to get over my, not fear, but dislike of taking tablets, because I know someone who had a kidney transplant and he was on about 50 tablets a day. So I think I better get over that one pretty quickly if I want to survive for another few years. Anyway, I might do another boo about that another time, because I don't know if anyone's interested in it, but I might talk about that and the ethics of transplants and how I feel about having to have someone else's kidney and how I feel actually really quite bad about it. But anyway, I don't want to spoil the weekend, so we'll leave that there for now. And I think I might come back and do another boo about something that happened a year ago and the repercussions since. Okay, all of you have a good time and take care. Okay, sorry about all that scuffling. I really am going this time. But for some reason, I couldn't get it to pause. Well, I think I did, but it didn't say it. So, I don't know what I did. Anyway, I made a complete mess up of that. So I had to put my headphones in, which I don't normally do, because I know when you have them in, other people can hear everything you're doing. And in my case, I was being absolutely useless. And I turned the speech off by accident. And then, anyway. I'm really going this time. Take care.